This is Akashwani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. In West Bengal, the situation in violence-affected areas at Suti, Shamshirganj, Jalangi, Lal Gola and Dulian district of Murshidabad district is under control after violence and arson against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 yesterday. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee urged people to stay calm and not to indulge in rioting in the name of religion. She said on her X-handle post that people who are indulging in vandalism will be punished. She also stressed that Waqf Amendment Act 2025 will not be implemented in West Bengal. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists have been killed in an ongoing encounter in Chhatru Forest area of Kishtwar district. A huge cache of arms and ammunition has also been recovered from the spot. The gunfire broke out on Wednesday after security forces observed suspicious movement of terrorists in the forests of Chhatru area of the district. The operation in the area is still underway. Meanwhile, the Indian Army foiled an infiltration attempt by a group of heavily armed terrorists along the line of control in the Akhnoor sector of Keri Bhattal area late last night. The army said that the troops detected the movement of terrorists near a stream and challenged them, resulting in a fierce exchange of gunfire. Three Maoists have been killed in an encounter between security forces and Maoists in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. More from our correspondent.
A joint team of Cobra Battalion of CRPF, District Reserve Guard and a Special Task Force had gone on an anti-naxal operation in the Indravati Forest area of Bijapur district. During this operation, an encounter took place between security forces and Maoists today morning. Security forces have recovered the bodies of killed naxalites from the spot. Apart from this, a large quantity of arms and ammunition have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is still going on in the area. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today affirmed that both the Union Government and the Maharashtra Government are committed to developing Raigad Fort, the historical seat of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, as a source of inspiration for the youth of the nation. The Home Minister made the remarks while paying homage and offering floral tributes on the occasion of the 345th death anniversary of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj at Raigad Fort in Maharashtra. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary today handed over a demand draft on more than 515 crore rupees to Chairman of the Asset Disposal Committee, D.K. Seth. The Asset Disposal Committee was formed for the restitution of properties to legitimate investors in Rose Valley Ponzi scam. The Finance Ministry, in a statement, said it is estimated that this amount will be used to restitute money to approximately 7.5 lakh victims out of the total claims of 31 lakh lodged so far with Asset Disposal Committee. Hundreds of flights have been cancelled and train lines suspended as the wind storm hit Beijing and northern China today. According to media reports, 838 flights have been cancelled at the capital's two major airports. Train services, including the airport's express subway line and some high-speed rail lines, have been suspended. Parks have also been shut, with some old trees reinforced or trimmed in preparation, but almost 300 trees have already fallen in the capital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condoled the passing of Harish Bhai Nayak, a senior Pracharak of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wrote, "Mr. Nayak's contribution to service activities and organizational work will always be remembered." In the IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans were 152 for 4 in 17.4 overs against Lucknow Super Giants at the Ikana Stadium in Lucknow when reports last came in. Lucknow won the toss and elected to field. In the second match of the day, Punjab Kings will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Rajiv Gandhi International Cricket Stadium in Hyderabad. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that's the end of this news bulletin.